Hey there. This podcast is titled Stop Aging Now. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for those of you who want to get to the next level. We're going to be teaching you about the 7 secrets of health. This is an incredible podcast that can transform your life, your relationships, your energy, that you can invest in your career to take your opportunities to the highest level possible. Stay tuned to the very end. An amazing offer by visiting stopagingnow.7pillarscoaching.com. Stay tuned. You're going to hear amazing guests, and yours truly, Dr. Nick Delgado, take you to the very next level. Your mindset, your sleep, your ability to improve your diet, your exercise, what hormones, how to balance them, all of this and more. Let's listen in.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Everything Next Level and Your Next Level Now. We have got a gentleman that I became acquainted with many, 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 many years ago, but we didn't know it until we were having dinner one night. And I'm like, man, his name sounds familiar. And we had, you know, we had talked about a lot of things. I had been to some of his stuff. He'd been to some of mine. And then we're like, I'm like, wait, Nick Delgado, did you go to a Royal High School? He says, yeah. He went to high school with my older brother, who was 9 years older than me. I was like, that is so wild out of all those years. But Dr. Nick Delgado is, and this guy, I mean, he's got world records. He's got amazing in endurance and in, we'll let him talk about it. But I tell you, you want to listen to this guy if you want to live a long, healthy life. And if you want to be performing at a peak performance that whole time. He has stood the test of time. He's taught people over and over again how to get and live a better life more effectively and more fruitfully. He is the real deal when it comes to nutritional medicine, when it comes to anti-aging, functional. I mean, this guy has, he has seen it all and he has done it all. And he is one of the guys that I would go to if I had a question with regarding health, regarding nutrition, regarding getting my stamina up and better endurance. He is the go-to guy for so many different people that I won't even mention the names, but you'll know that you would know the names if I mentioned them. So welcome to the show, Dr. Nick.
Hey, Bob. You know, it's great to be on the show. And you and I have, like you said, connected over the years, but to the level that we're at now and wanting to get out to the public, what I'll call the good news. And I love the work you do at the next level, connecting people and helping them to understand, whether it be from a health perspective, but particularly in business, and how do you break open the ice and really get conversations started with people you want to connect with? Because what are we? We are the net worth of the people we network with, right?
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate that, Nick. You have, I've just been amazed at how, when you show up at places, people gravitate towards you. I mean, when you walk into a room, people, if they don't know you, they soon will when you walk into a room, because people gravitate towards you. And I think that goes beyond just what you've maybe done for people, but it goes to say who you are and how people recognize who you are. You have made a name in this industry of anti-aging and in health and nutrition. What was the beginning of that for you? I mean, when you were in high school with my brother, was this any vision?
You know, I think high school helped me out because I learned, you know, I was supposed to make weigh-ins for football. And I know Will was making weigh-ins in wrestling. And one time, I was never a wrestler, but he somehow got me on the mat. And I'm pretty strong. And, you know, I loved weights. And so, you know, he and I went hard. It was fun. I don't know moves. And, you know, he of course, knows all the moves. My 30-year-old son, whose mommy passed away 30 years ago when he was born, she, you know, raised from her side of the blood, a Viking. So he's a big man. I mean, he's nearly 6 foot, 280. And, you know, and then when he would par down to about 200 and 194 to wrestle, And now because UFC's gotten so big, you know, he loves the jiu-jitsu and MMA, and he's hired some elite coaches. So, you know, I kind of run in those fields, but every time I get on the mat, I just tell him, look, don't twist me. None of these moves. I'm in a sport which is curl and press and weightlifting. And if I get a joint tweaked, you know, my career as a, you know, non-professional athlete, but, you know, I'm an amateur guy. I go out against the world's strongest men. And, you know, just to kind of test where I'm at, we take dumbbells. The most challenging was my son at the time was only 14 years old, Bob. And he was already 5'10" and weighed 240. And we were using 45-pound dumbbells, which we were to curl and press overhead, and teams of three and last man standing, you know, would win the world championship. We went against Team Dubai, Germany, UK, Ireland. And it's kind of an obscure, weird sport, but it was started by Dragan Radovich, this steely, strong East European guy. And if you think of kettlebells where they swing the weight, we don't swing it. We curl the weight, stage it at the shoulder, and then press completely overhead. We were using 45-pound dumbbells in the competition. And my son was a little intimidated because he was new to the sport. I was trying to get him used to weightlifting because, you know, he was on the wrestling. And they had this belief that if you lift weights in football and baseball and wrestling that you get muscle bound. Well, I said, look, let go of that. The top athletes in the world use weights. They understand. And so he jumped right in because I didn't have a third man. And he said, but Dad, I don't think I can keep up with these guys. He said, I said, listen, son, whatever you do, I will make sure I make up the difference. And so he went in confident. And sure enough, we went up down to the wire against the world's strongest strength endurance teams. You've heard of Bill Kazmaier, right? He announces a lot of these world's strongest strength competitions, right?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Big, huge monster of a man. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia, I think. I'm not sure if he still lives out that way. But I remember I was on a podcast and he took a steel pan. He curled it with his hands. And then he handed it to Flex Wheeler, a bodybuilder who, you know, just this Olympian. And he couldn't uncurl the pan. It was that amazing to me. But Bill once said that Dragan Radovich was the world's strongest strength endurance athlete in the world because he had never been beaten in world competition. So I pursued Dragan and his record like a dog pursues a bone. I was pursuing this record. I just wanted to beat him because I went against him. I was just this weekend at the Expo West, which is this big nutritional. There must have been 100,000 people there, Bob, in Anaheim at the convention, right? And all these supplement companies, and some of them will hire, you know, a spokesperson. And he was at a booth, a green drink booth, and he was lifting weights, and he had beaten 10 straight guys, literally nonstop without rest. And I was counting the number of reps, and I'm thinking, he's offering $5,000 to beat this guy. And I'm thinking, I at that time loved to do military press. You know, my dad, when I was 12 years old, I had a set of weights. I still have his weights out backyard that I use to this day, right, from whatever number of years that was, 50 years ago. And long story short, I go up against Dragan Radovich head to head, and the announcer's getting excited and says, you know, this guy's doing good. You know, I got up to 280 lifts, and they're going, go, Nick. Don't stop. Go, Nick. Don't stop. And my shoulder is aching from an old injury. When I was 12 years old, I'd unracked a bench press and tore my shoulder, and my body was racking. I was shaking, and I'm thinking, I can beat this guy. He's perspiring. I'm perspiring. Now he faces right off against in front of me. And I'm thinking, then I hear the announcer, and this broke my heart. He goes, and Dragan Radovich, the world record holder, has done 1,495 lifts in 1 hour. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, he's only at about shy of 1,000 lifts. He's got 400 more in him at least. And I said, oh God. And then I'm looking for my girlfriend at that time in the audience. I'm thinking, God, can you come up? I was wearing a suit, and all I did was take off my suit, and I had a long sleeve shirt on, and I was sweating like a dog. And I'm thinking, God, maybe she can at least tear the shirt off my body, because I'm dying of overheat, right? So everything's going against me, and finally, you know, I'm just thinking, is this worth ruining my shoulder permanently, right? And I just dropped the weight, and he beat me, and I'm like, oh. And I was sore for 2 weeks, Bob. Sore for 2 weeks. Yeah. I thought, whatever this man is doing, and he was up there. He was about a year older than me or so, and I'm thinking, I would like to know what he's doing. So I trained against him and finally went to Hawaii, and Bill Kazmaier was there announcing the event. I thought, I'm going to beat this guy. I got him. You know, I've been training for 5 years. I'd go to Inspiration Point, Corona Del Mar, and lift weights nonstop. You know, I'd sleep for about 4 hours. And then at midnight, when it was cool, I'd go to the ocean. You know how beautiful Inspiration Point, Corona Del Mar is, right? Lookout point.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
I would just look out at the world, look up at the moon and the stars, and just be lifting nonstop for an hour. And every night I was within 100 pounds of breaking his record. So I knew I was on track. And then I show up to Hawaii, the Aloha Fitness, and a whole crowd and everyone's there and a bunch of guys there wanting to beat, you know, Dragon, the undefeated world champion, the strongest man. And Bill Kazmaier said, you know, he arguably was the strongest strength endurance man in history. And I'm like, wow. So long story short, Dragon takes the microphone. And he says, Dr. Nick is here, the challenger. And he said, because of the ancient art of martial arts, Dr. Nick will only step up if anyone beats me. And I'm looking at him like, I'm here to beat you. What do you mean if anyone beats you? So he disqualified me, put me to the sideline. Of course, he beat everyone. No one beat him. And so the history went on. I never beat him in head-to-head competition, but I got the greatest honor at the Arnold Classic in 2016. All the teams showed up from all over the world. The original championship was in London, which we had won that world championship. And he basically decided to join Team USA with my son and Big Tim Nash and myself instead of being on the UK team, because honestly, we were the team to beat, and we did. We beat everyone. It was fun.
Wow. Wow. That's an amazing history. I didn't realize it had so many pivotal moments in there. I love the idea that you shared how he disqualified you. Why do you think he did that? Was that maybe he didn't want to go up against you directly right then?
Between you and I, Bob, the day before we were...
And the audience is listening, just so you know.
Yeah. We were in Hawaii at the 24 Hour Fitness the day before, and I showed up at the gym where I know he trains, and I picked up dumbbells right next to him in the mirror, and we were lifting head to head. And he saw that I was now a different man than when he first beat me years ago. And I think he knew I was there to beat him. You know, I was there. And so, you know, out of respect, I can't claim that title because he's right. Never been beaten. But let's just say that the night that you know Nurka, right? Great female presenter, Tony Robbins, extraordinaire, you know, one of his great FSRs, right? Presenters at corporations. Well, long story short, she emceed my attempt at the world record at No Limits Gym. And so she and Stealth Miller, who was also a world record holder, Stealth, you know, knew what I was going through because as a world record holder, you know, he could comment properly on that MC. So there's a full 1 hour video that I have up on YouTube. It's not watched too much because, you know, who's going to watch a full hour of a guy lifting weights at a center ring. But long story short, my tech at the time timed me. So I was going and there was a girl off stage, beautiful Latina, and she was lifting styrofoam weights and I had to go at her pace. So he timed me that I was overclocked. And I'm thinking to myself, this is insanely hard. I'm having trouble keeping up, you know, at the pace. And if originally you're supposed to lift one alternating, but he and I decided that I would take on lifting doubles, which is twice as hard on the cardio and the strength and everything. And so I ended up holding together, and I broke the world record in 40 minutes instead of an hour. There's regulation time, and I lifted 50,560 pounds in 1 hour. I continued on 20 more minutes because I had that much time to continue to lift, but I broke his record by 10,000 pounds.
Unreal. Wow. Man, I've watched a video, and I've watched you do some training, and I mean, I hurt just watching. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what it feels like afterwards, but you have, how do you prepare for something like that? I mean, is it the sheer amount of weight that you're lifting? Is it the reps that you're focusing on? What are you focusing on to prepare for that?
Well, I learned some really great applicable secrets from world champion Brazilian fighters and some of these East European and Russian, what they do, what I would call, and some have referred to as flow training. It's almost playful. They're training at about maybe 50, 60% max. They're able to literally carry on a conversation if they needed to during their training. So they're not maxed out, but the volume of training they're doing on a daily basis exceeds other athletes in their sport. So they gradually build this muscle memory, this strength, this cardio reserve. And by the time they go out now, you know, maybe about once a week, they'll go in the ring and they'll go all out at each other, right? So you still have to have that explosive, you know, I'm ready to, you know, do it. And, you know, it's game time, right? It's time [S2] Sure. [S1] To step up. So all of this volume training applied. And I noticed that most athletes think that you have to train a muscle group every other day. Or I think there's even a belief about once every third day to let the muscle rest. But that was proven to be untrue by the Bulgarian Olympic team. They were training every day, the same muscle group, sometimes twice a day, for about 45 minutes. They realized somewhere over 45 minutes, you kind of maxed out your testosterone and your recovery. But your muscles could recover within 2 hours after training. And full body recovery, truly, Mike Mentzer and Dorian Yates, which is, I'm such a fan of what's called heavy duty training, which I'll describe in a little bit. I also do a very extreme form of 12-minute workout that takes all 8 muscle groups to complete muscular failure in 12 minutes. And so it employs the concept of force negative reps. And maybe I'm using some terms that some people have heard or not heard, but the truth is you've heard of forced reps where you're curling the weight and then they give you a little bit of help. And that's called the concentric or the shortening contraction. But you're 40% stronger, Bob, on the eccentric lengthening contraction. So if your partner, when they know that, that's my son going off to school with my oldest son, taking him to school. He's in high school. He's a freshman. And wow. I'm so proud of him.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, tragically, his mommy passed away 4 months ago. So I'm, you know, his full-time care. And, you know, he and I have had a lot of conversations and, you know, I'm proud of all of my children. And my oldest son is 45. He's picking up my son Roman right now. And wow. And my oldest son, I remember we played basketball together. You know, sports is a great bonding place, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
My son, when he was only 12 years old, my oldest son, we would do pickup games of 3-on-3, and we'd go down to Compton and Long Beach, and where, you know, a lot of elite players, guys were dunking the ball, right? And we were, come on, I'm 5'8". I'm not going to dunk a ball. I'm not like Spud, whatever that guy is that can dunk at 5'8", right? But I hustle. You're right, because I, you know, I have a lot of strength and endurance, and I'm hustling, and I make rebounds, and I'd shoot them out to my son, my 12-year-old, and he would just shoot them from the 3-point line. He was like a Steve guy out of that San Francisco team. Yeah, and he would just hit them, Matt. And so all these guys that could dunk, they couldn't, you know, they didn't expect this little guy out in the corner was going to be, you know, shooting these threes, and I would out rebound them. So we were beating the best teams. We went down to the line, right? So for me, it's just been a matter of 3 forms of training. When you ask how do I prepare, I realized that in my sport I got really strong with my shoulders, my biceps, my triceps, because I'm lifting these dumbbells. My traps get huge. You know, when you see pictures of me, I go, I'm not a bodybuilder, but that's, you know, that's a pretty muscular body, right? And I'm also plant-based, oil-free, sugar-free for 45 years. I had a stroke when I was only 21 years old.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know, I was trying to bulk up. I literally believed I could be like Nick Bonacani of the Miami Dolphins, a middle linebacker at 5'8", and you know, 210, 220, and I bulked up to play at Aurora High School. I just talked with at a get-together, sadly, Roger Oshman, the husband of my sister Susie, passed away and went to his funeral, the passing of his life a few weeks ago. And I saw all kinds of friends from Arroyo and people that I remember. Mike Rodriguez was a running back for Arroyo, and he was a superstar. And he took Arroyo High School, this little school, right? What were you, barely 2,000 students against, you know, like Pasadena and Arcadia? Yeah. Big, you know, 4,000, 8,000 student, you know, where you can draw from a lot of talent. And they went undefeated 2 years in a row with Coach Settle, and they went to CIF against El Rancho and got down to the finals there, and then they beat one big team. It wasn't Bishop Amon, it was some other big, you know, St. Paul, one of those, you know, really big Catholic school that, you know, recruits players. But he's going to come to see me this week. He's got some joint issues and problems. So we're going to look at natural methods like stem cells and bioidentical hormones and things, because guys get up to our age and we just don't function like we did when we were in our 20s and 30s. But that's why most people come to me. Either I have a lot of patients that are doctors. They're literally medical doctors, and they seek me out because I understand their science. I go to all the medical conferences. I study their information. I get CME credits, and I speak at their conferences. So I've submitted my abstracts. During COVID, I stopped speaking around the world, you know, for obvious reasons. No one was, you know, able to go to any live event. But so, you know, my mission is to kind of get this out to the general public more now, because a lot of the doctors know me. People will say they heard Dr. Nick on radio 40 years ago. I said, that wasn't my father. That was me. I've been in this industry for 46 years, right?
Great. You know, Nick, that is, I think that is one of the greatest things that I've seen you. You're such a great student. You're constantly learning cutting edge. You're constantly learning what new things are happening and how people can benefit. What would you say is the greatest benefit of the services you provide for people? Because, I mean, it goes beyond just breaking records. It goes beyond just lifting weights. It goes beyond, you know, stamina. What are some of the benefits that you see for your patients, your clients?
Well, my newest book just came out, Bob, Stop Aging Now, The 7 Secrets to Look and Feel Great Forever. And on the cover is Forbes Riley, who you probably know. She's done, what, $2 billion in sales on like home shopping network type programs. And this is Joshua Self, her boyfriend, fiance. And he's, I believe, 45. Literally a few weeks ago, he won in the Arnold Classic. I believe it's the classic physique category. And now he's training for the Mr. Olympiad coming up in Las Vegas. But he sat down next to me. It's kind of interesting. And we were at a Chinese restaurant in San Diego, and I'm looking at what he's eating. And I said, Joshua, why are you eating so much meat? What's the deal with that? And he said, well, I'm a bodybuilder. I said, well, I can see you're a bodybuilder. I said, but why would you eat a secondhand protein? And he looked at me like, what? I said, well, think about it. I mean, beef and chicken and turkey and this, you know, they're eating plant-based foods. Even a gorilla, 800-pound gorilla, doesn't eat meat. They eat the primary source of protein, which comes from rice, vegetables, beans, peas, fruits, a plant-based diet. And that's where, because I had my stroke, was like a rude awakening. I was 21. And sure, I consider myself an athlete. I wanted to play pro ball. I ended up injuring my neck, and later I healed that up with stem cells and different things with my shoulder. Remember, I told the story how that shoulder wouldn't work, you know, near the end, I was going to just tear my shoulder. I thought, oh my gosh. But I've had more than 10 stem cell treatments. People think you have to go to Panama or some crazy Costa Rica or China to get stem. That's not true. You literally can go to San Clemente, California. We've done more stem cell treatments for people around the world at a fraction of the price of what Tony Robbins talks about going to Panama, which I know the guys in Panama. I know exactly what they're doing, but we're one of the only doing what's called live stem cells. See, everyone makes a mistake. They take the stem cells, they collect them from umbilical cord, which I agree that's a cool thing to do, and they freeze them. Well, when you defrost them, I look under the microscope, I can tell you they're necrotic, meaning the cells, most of them are dead. You're really only getting kind of the stimulus, the background material of the stem cells. You're not getting the true flush. We literally get live cord blood stem cells. We have a biologist in San Clemente. We have the top doctor in the world, and we don't talk about it because you can't really advertise. You can't say, well, just come here and, you know, get stem cells, because the government, our government, frowns on. But it's okay if it's one-on-one, a patient, you know, we're evaluating them. Do they need it? Not everyone, you know, gets the treatment. I've had people come to me days before they're going to pass away, and I'm like, why would you come so late? I mean, And the doctor can't take the liability of, you know, if he does stem cells, then what are they going to say? Oh, you know, the stem cells caused him to die. I mean, and sure enough, within days, you know, some of these people pass away. So I do get real tough cases. I'll be fully honest. And I never promise anyone I'm going to cure him. But I got a call from NERC and she goes, there's a very famous person who needs your help. And I'm thinking, okay, I wonder who this is. And she mentioned immediately, she said, Brian Tracy. And I'm like, oh, wow. So we all grew up with Brian Tracy, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, who gives you more nuts and bolts about business and profession and sales and organization than Brian, right?
Absolutely. Mic drop moments for sure.
Yeah. And so, and even Tony Robbins in his early day would admit Brian Tracy was one of his go-tos, right? But Now I don't think Tony's so big, I don't even think he would even, you know, admit to it. But so I show up within a couple hours. I drove straight down to San Diego, you know, and beautiful home. And I meet with Brian and I literally took my microscope. I looked at his blood under the microscope. I reviewed his history and situations and, you know, multiple, I'll just say traditional medicine interventions that if it were me, I would have approached it completely differently, right? I hate to say this, but because I was in physical therapy, I would work with patients who were challenged with serious joint problems and issues. And the go-to was always first opinion, surgery. Second opinion, you know, back surgery, knee surgery. Third opinion, you know, surgery. And I'm like, did you only go to an orthopedic surgeon? I mean, what do you think you're going to get? They're all going to agree you need surgery. Why don't you talk to people who maybe can rehabilitate these joints with some very advanced hyperbaric oxygen, altitude conditioning, CVAC, which is really even beyond hyperbaric, stem cells, Peter Fields, he always talks about in Santa Monica. He's a DC and an MD. So here's a guy that runs marathons, right? And he uses stem cells and PRP and there's other things where I've gone to him. So there's various joints that the body, and here's the thing about surgery. They've done sham surgeries, Bob, where they cut one knee and didn't do anything. Then they did surgery on the other. You know, they compared patients and placebo controlled, and they came out and said surgery was of no benefit to most of these patients.
And these are documented studies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even Wayne Dyer, you remember Wayne, incredible, right? Your erroneous zones, another guy who helps clear the mind. Because, you know, all these things that I'm accomplishing, I'll get back to because of the mindset, like what you teach, Bob. Getting to that next level, getting the mind, ask the right questions. I love it that you're a student of questions, right? And so back in the day with Tony Robbins, I wrote this book specifically for his audience, Mastering the Powers of Your Inner Health. And it's all about asking empowering questions, right? What question are you asking to lead to the next? And what outcome do you want, right?
Man, that's so good. You know, Nick, you have you've seen obviously people go from absolutely failure in health to amazing, great health, longevity, stamina, yep, everything. What do you think is been the biggest key for them to be able to rehabilitate and walk away from bad health to great health? Well, if there was one thing, what would it be, you think?
The one thing I would tell you without hesitation is that, A, they have love and connection in their life, people who care about them, and it keeps them on track. But B, if they don't have the open mind to pursue maybe non-traditional methods, and I don't like that, you know, complementary medicine type thing, it's just more advanced. In the future, we'll all probably look back and go, this is the way people should be treated. This is how the body can heal itself, right? Let's just give it the right conditions, the right amount of sun, the right whole food, plant-based, oil-free, sugar-free diet, which I've never wavered from, even with all the keto and all the paleo guys. And now you're hearing guys, the guy, author of Carnivore Code, and then this other guy, Smith, and they're all admitting they're adding back 300 or more grams of complex carbohydrates into their diet. Because you can't. We weren't designed. We don't have sharp teeth like dogs and cats. We can eat a little bit of meat, but we've changed that approach, right? Because we have the finance and the ability. And then I would say that the meat and dairy industry has the biggest lobbyists besides the oil industry at Capitol Hill, where they're influencing us to literally finance production of meat, because during the World War, I think we thought, well, you know, we're a great nation, and if we can all have steak on our plate and some eggs and some butter and some milk, that, you know, the four food groups, but you just kind of put to the side a little bit of salad and a little bit of fruit, and like, well, we don't want to bother. Now these carnivore and keto guys are like completely telling you don't eat it at all. So, but now you have athletes like Joshua Self, who embosses and follows what I teach. Nehemiah Delgado, no relationship to me, by the way, but he's a world-class bodybuilder, never had an ounce of flesh in his life. And if you saw his physique, it blows you away. This guy is a Greek god. I mean, his arms, his back, his shoulders, and of course, to level the playing ground, I'm not going to put into his mouth that he does or doesn't use, you know, anabolic enhancements. But when I work with people, I use bioidentical. See, everyone's doing what's called TRT. Joe Rogan talks about it, but okay. That embodies synthetic, chemical, altered. Big Pharma can patent those things. They don't want you to know about bioidentical.
Bioidentical?
Hormones.
Hormones, okay.
So we know that you can reverse diabetes with bioidentical hormones, literally testosterone pellets embedded under the skin. I've got a doctor in Orange County, I've got 5 clinics in LA. I'm so connected with every doctor. They all know me first name basis because I speak and I train them about all these things, right? So I don't prescribe. I want full disclosure. I'm not an MD. I'm a scientist, a researcher, a PhD, a health scientist, went to USC 4 years, postgraduate, got into graduate school at Rancho Los Amigos, saw the best of what surgeons could do and realized this is not the way I want to go. And then I went further and, you know, and studied my doctoral studies at Loma Linda University. And, you know, so all of these degrees didn't mean anything because I had to get on stage around the world at every major medical conference and train doctors about bioidentical hormones, stem cells, peptides, exercise, whole foods diet, but most importantly, when you get back to that original question, the power of the mind. And I always deflect back to, if you can go to the deepest subconscious level, people don't understand the word hypnosis. It's best to say guided imagery because you have to bypass critical thinking. Otherwise, if you do affirmations, they're good. And you go, oh, I look great and I feel great. And you look in the mirror and you're 50 pounds overweight. Your mind's going, that's not true, you idiot. You're not in great shape. But if you say, if I'm en route, joining a group on Wednesday nights, you know, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with Dr. Nick and the mentorship. And, you know, I'm broadcasting to the world now on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. And I think now TikTok. The point
is the name of that program again. So would you make sure we can put it in there?
Yeah, it's let's see. How do they access it? They go to nickdelgado.com/link. And in there, I have about $2,000 worth of free gifts and online courses and information and material. Much like we were talking earlier about Alex Hormozi, you know, I'm kind of giving away the farm. But I know that if I give away the farm, people still want to be spoon-fed. They still want to be mentored, right? And mentor is a person who's accomplished something you want to accomplish, whereas a coach kind of counts your reps. I don't really stand over you and do that kind of thing. I have coaches out there that will help. But I am definitely, you know, one of these people Sharon Lecter once said, a mentor. You know, I'm there. I've accomplished a certain level. I'm not bragging. I'm talking from anyone can challenge me. I'll pay you $1,000 if you can outlift me, like the old dragon days. If you can outlift me in the gym, either curl and press or curls, and I'll do okay in any long, like 1 hour worth of lifting. If it's a single lift, you'll beat me every day of the week. But point is, just to prove a point, here I am 69. I'm undefeated in 20 years of lifting. And I've gone against some really big, gnarly guys with Super Bowl rings and middle linebackers and NBA, NFL, and they can't beat me. There's no way.
And you know, guys, the thing that I love about Nick is that he says, you know, he doesn't brag about what he's accomplished and what he's not doing it to brag, but he's doing it and has the right to brag. I think there's a big difference between those that are doing it to brag and those that do it and they have the right to brag because of who they've become in the process. Let me ask you that. Who have you become in the process of breaking these records and setting these new standards for longevity and lifespan?
Well, I've become humble. You know, aging is a challenge, Bob. We all either delete, distort, or generalize the experience of aging. We don't have anything in common because we've never been to that frontier yet. I've been in that frontier because I see through the eyes of my oldest client, Ray Wilson, which was 93. He passed away this last year. The Mexican doctors and I disagreed about his continued treatment. When he was under my care, he was doing all the right things. And then they said, oh, these hormones are going to cause cancer. I'm like, where are you getting that? And anyway, cancer has a 20-year etiology. If for some weird reason, testosterone, so long as you weren't managing the estrogens and you're doing bioidentical and you're eating properly and you're exercising, why would you take him off hormones? I saw him decline miserably. I remember when he went to his family reunion, but it was a business reunion. Everyone saw him and he was on my program. We met in San Diego, California. He lived in Puerto Vallarta area. And everyone said, you're amazing. Your mind is sharp. You look great. We've never seen you so good. And then after, you know, he lost it. And some of these good intending doctors put a lot of fear into people's minds. And so you've got to learn to manage and let go of fear. Know who your mentor is and are they correct? And hey, look, I question myself all the time. If something new comes out, I'm going to look and say, is there evidence to that? You know, what can we do to mitigate that challenge or risk or problem? So I'm kind of
you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself to be able to do that. I think what I've found, most doctors have such an ego that they question themselves. Because if they do, then they're going to feel like less than. Versus, I love the fact that you're constantly pushing yourself and I mean, I've seen you at so many different events. Over the years, I've just, man, he's at that event. He's at that event. And you're speaking at a lot of these major events. And the people you've worked with, I think that's one of the coolest things, as I've seen you be able to challenge yourself, not just challenge others. And I think when I'm seeing doctors right now speaking, you know, I follow some people that do the carnivore diet and some other people, Dr. Ken Berry and some of these people. And I think, man, some of them are so great. Ken, I love Ken because he set his ego aside and he's willing to, you know, be who he is. But the others, it just seems like they're just constantly challenging each other to challenge each other, not challenge each other to get a better result.
Yeah. And so
how do you do that? How do you disagree with a doctor when you know that what they're saying is goes completely against what your studies show? How do you compete with that?
Yeah, I had a conversation literally yesterday with the doctor of a very famous, let's just say he's one of the top promoters, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, you name the band, he was the guy that made it happen, right? So he came to me because the top doctor in the world recommended he see me, and I'm, they say, the fourth most followed anti-aging doctor in the world. The general public doesn't really know me. I'm known really well amongst our colleagues. So when I pick up the phone to talk to one of these doctors, they know who I am. They may even sat in the audience learning from me. So they're going to listen to me. And so I say, hey, what is the protocol you have? And I say, okay, that sounds good. You're going the right direction. But did you check on this? So I leave it in their lap that they're still in control. I'm not trying to yank it out and say, I'm replacing you as a doctor. I'm the mentor. I'm just looking over your shoulder. I'm giving you some guidance that I think is going to work. I literally got off the phone for an hour with this famous guy's nutritionist who's been guiding him for 20 years. But like many people, the client doesn't always follow. They don't take action. They don't do what, even in good intention, she was doing a good job. I'm like, this is great. You're telling them all the right things, but oh, I'm traveling. And people make excuses. I don't exercise because I don't have time. I'm traveling. I'm in airports. So am I. Come on. I travel too. I manage and oversee, you know, my kids run all the companies, but you know, I'm involved with the company. So for me, I have an event coming, foreveryoungevent.com, and it's absolutely free, May 18th, Saturday. It goes from 11 in the morning to 4 p.m. And we have an in-person experience at my executive home, and there's seating for about 25 people. So people get to have Chef Ramon prepare food for them. They're going to experience the 12-minute workout. They're going to experience, I mean, you have to feel it. You can see it, but you don't know what it's like until your body hits muscular failure. And it's kind of like a runner's high. It's just this elated thing, but you then need to know how to recover because this is very, very advanced stuff. And then they're going to learn the most important thing at this event. They're going to be learning the deep journey into the subconscious mind. How do you do what's called timeline therapy? And, you know, we've heard of NLP, but this is deep trance phenomena. I don't know if you know, I'm highly trained because I was the doctor to Tad James, his anti-aging doctor for years. Tad trained with Richard Bandler, who trained Tony Robbins about all of these things, right? So I literally had access on a daily, weekly basis to the top power of the mind guys. And I was smart. I said, look, I'm teaching you, but can I have permission to come to your classes and humble myself? I want to know, how do you get these outstanding results? How do you get rid of limiting beliefs, negative emotions, and how do you put them in place and take action to the level? Because I'm a world strength endurance champion, but I want to go to that next level. I want to be beyond anyone who's ever, to catch their attention so that they say, this guy is the real deal. He does have my heart in mind and he will help me. And if he can't help me, he'll refer to me to the right doctors, the right people, the right educators. I even have people who do these timeline sessions by Zoom. Yeah, it's not a good use of my time. I like to be on events. And lately I noticed I used to go all the health events, Bob. It's not my avatar. I realize I'm best at these very wealthy guys, Todd Ault and different guys, where Risk On 360 and there's another guy does all these real estate conventions. These guys are half a billion or billionaires, if they are, you know, we don't know unless someone does a financial on them. But the truth is they're making a hell of a lot more money than, you know, most people, right? And everyone goes to them for that. But I say health is your wealth. And if you're not, if you're not, by the way, it's for foreveryoungevent.com.
And that's May what?
May 18th. It's a single day, total immersion. Last event, we had Nurka come on. We had some other people. And we're just going deep and we're helping people to kind of let go of the excuses. Let's face it. We it's easy for humans because our friends aren't doing it. So we say, well, if our friends don't do it, but you have to elevate the level of your five friends, friends you spend time with, right? You become their net wealth. You become their health. You become like their relationships. You've got to be careful of who you associate with, right? It's okay to help people who are challenged.
I agree. I wouldn't come to your office and go, hey, let's go to McDonald's. That is just not going to fly with Dr. Nick. So no, that's not going to happen. We're going to go someplace better than that. So
yeah, like Au Luck, which is this wonderful Asian cuisine that everyone talks about. And one of my friends, Lou Corona, who treats cancer patients, and full disclosure, he never cures them of cancer, but he reversed cancer and he's alive now in his 70s. And he had a horrible case when he was in the army of cancer tumors on his face, his back, his body. And the guy's alive today. And you know, he's doing all the right things. So I like to associate with people who have this possibility belief. Look, you know, you've been diagnosed, you have a condition. Don't leave that label. That's not you. You are a person who has the healing ability of the generations before you. We've been on this planet for all these years, but we've never been faced with so many toxins and chemicals and issues and challenges of stress than I think ever time in humanity. So now more than ever, people are looking for, you know, a good mentor and a group that will support them and not laugh at them that, hey, you may choose to buy orange juice. I'm a single guy. I lost the mother of my youngest. And, you know, people, well, what do you mean? Yeah, I wrote a book, Mastering Love, Sex, and Intimacy. And I just got a text on a single dating site. And she go, well, I would take advice from a single guy. Well, there's a reason I'm single, right? And it has to do partly with I hold very high priorities. It's like when Alex met Layla Hermosi. Layla was 24 Hour Fitness, the number one salesperson there in a gym of all things. Right. And they hit it off because they both had a passion about fitness, right? And then they had a passion about work. So it was okay. And he even said, he goes, look, most relationships, the man and the woman work together in the same industry, because otherwise entrepreneurs, 8, 10, 12 hour days. And then when you come home, see your honey and she's been to work and you're both tired and you go to sleep. Yeah. He said that the highest retention of relationships is in people who work together. And I'm like, I believe that. I'm looking for someone, my Layla equivalent, right? That can hang and run.
Yeah. I really appreciate that, Nick. You, I think you've touched on so much. And I think one of the things I really want to draw out is when you have your health and you're really optimizing it at a high level, I found that it makes it so much easier to deal with the things of life that thrown at you, a death, a loss of a job, a loss of a career, financial setbacks, whatever it is. What can you speak to that? How important is your health in order to be able to deal with those things? It's kind of like dig the well before you need it type of thing.
Yes. Lately, I've been leaning into people with suicidal tendencies, and I often find they have an issue with substances and addictions, not just to alcohol and chemicals and drugs, but to food too. And so this is a really deep area, you know, and it could be, you know, we hear some of the experts talking about there was some loss or hurt that led to it. But the truth is, you know of stories of two boys in a family, and the dad was an alcoholic, and the grown boy will say, well, I'm an alcoholic because my dad was an alcoholic. But then the other boy will say, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm sober. I've never touched a drink because my dad was an alcoholic, yeah. Right? My dad was a functional alcoholic. I didn't understand because he'd go to work every day, and I thought, oh, I guess people can drink beer every day and function and everything. And then I met in the dating world some gals that I didn't realize how much a person could drink. I mean, this put the Irish thing, St. Patrick's Day, to rest, because she, not only could she drink you under the table, she'd end up under the table, sprawled out, right? And she would drink VO straight. She's in jail right now because she has three children, three baby daddies, and she's had about 20 jobs since I've known her. I started trying to help her, and about, you know, every so often something stressful comes, she'd start drinking. And they'd catch her drunk at work, and they'd fire her. And, you know, here she was in the medical profession, right? So you think she has everything to live for, three beautiful daughters, gorgeous girl, sweet personality. But this is the longest she's been sober for 3 months while she's in jail, literally right now. And her significant other said, well, she belongs in jail. I'm thinking, God, that's not the best place to rehabilitate. The women that I've helped and the men have been taken to, in the family obviously has money. I mean, if you heard of Lee Shackley, very famous Shackley's Amway, sure, vitamins. And he, after I helped his wife, had dementia, and I helped her to overcome literally stage 4, where I got her to a place where her functional brain function improved so much when she was in a care center in Orange, beautiful care center, but her diet was horrible and her drugs she was on were horrible. And I told the doctor, we need to make all these changes. And the doctor said, you can't do that. She's stage 4 Alzheimer's. She won't eat the food you're talking about. I said, she can't even think what she's eating. Why would she worry about what she's eating? And the meds you have her on, some of the side effects are causing brain cognition issues. And he said, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. So I went to Lee, you know, who's the husband, and he said, fire the doctor. Do you have a doctor who will work? I said, yeah, I'll bring in Dr. Goslin from LA. He's the top doctor in the world on this. So we stepped down her medications. We met with a dietitian. We changed her diet completely. So instead of eating meatballs and sausage and eggs, she was eating whole plant-based complex carbohydrates. I'm a plant-based enthusiast because, you know, I had that condition of cardiovascular disease and chest pain, and I had a stroke, but I created a Simply Healthy cookbook that I actually did for Tony Robbins, and they used my recipes at his 9-day resort in Hawaii, where everyone ate the foods that I created, and it reversed cardiovascular disease, lowered blood pressure, better than statins. And so my goal, the toughest thing I have with patients and clients, is working with their doctor to think that there might be a better way to be drug-free, chemical-free, and use lifestyle medicine, stress management, exercise, wellness, supplements, things that we find in common. So it's a real big challenge for me right now. I met with this guy, he's a billionaire, and he owns all these senior care centers. So my future dream is to work with this guy. He knows me, and he totally agreed with me, but you know, it's hard to reach a billionaire, right? I don't have his phone number, his email, and his text, but I know him through Todd Ault. So I'm not going to give up, but he has hundreds of senior care centers, and these senior care centers, people are there vegetating, you know, yeah, horrible lives, you know, because there is palliative care. They're getting clean, nice care and everything, but they're not being rejuvenated. They could be put on biological hormones. They could use stem cells. They could get the sun. They could get exercise. They could be fed properly. I've seen miracles in older people. It's a tragedy that we let our seniors vegetate, and we spend $5,000-$10,000 a month on these people in those care centers. But back to the issue of the addiction. The lady, the granddaughter of Lee Shackley, after I helped his wife with Alzheimer's, she went to in her limo to Fashion Island and greeted every store owner she could talk to him once she was off all the drugs and chemicals on this whole plant-based diet and program. But the daughter was challenged, and she was on a lot of drugs and chemicals, you know, her age and, you know, wealthy family and everything. And So we put her away in Newport Beach, a nice apartment we rented with one of my best educators, and he'd read the Bible to her every day. We helped her to detox because she was going nuts, right? But someone had to watch her 24/7. She would sneak out, right, and get her fix, whatever that might be. And I think alcohol is every bit as dangerous and harmful as drugs and chemicals. And but the point was that we got her chemicals free. We adjusted her adrenal function. Of all things, people think cortisol is a bad thing. Cortisol is your front line of defense. It protects you from addictions. And so we put her on a product called Adrenal DMG, which is a fabulous, like, whole glandular ashwagandha and all these things. I'm this mad scientist, so I even formulate products. I even discovered a cure for acne. I mean, we could talk for hours about all these crazy things I've done.
Right? Delgado Protocol?
Yeah, all of it is at DelgadoProtocol.com, at least the supplement division, yeah. So long story short, I saved this girl. She became completely chemical-free, alcohol-free, drug-free, and she had a relapse when she went up to her friends in Northern California, but she came back, and you know, we worked on her, got her hormones balanced, her diet, her exercise, everything, and now she's the living example, and now all the family refers, you know, patients and clients to me because they know I'm not going to just give up on people.
Experiencing more stress than ever? Would you like to learn how to manage that stress and, more importantly, learn a special process and technique that lets go stress that has been plaguing you from the beginning as a teenager or an adult? I'm going to show you a very incredible directive mindset approach that teaches you at the subconscious level how to let go of negative emotions and limiting beliefs. It's all going to take place at a very special event where we're also going to teach you how to balance your hormones, how to improve your healing ability with regenerative medicine. We're going to show you how to achieve your ideal body weight without having to fast or starve, and you're going to have more energy than you ever expected. Yes, it's all going to happen at this event, foreveryoungevent.com. That's foreveryoungevent.com, and I'm just going to put this up notice because those of you who want to attend, there's more than enough room because it's a virtual event and it's absolutely complimentary. Please join us for this free event. It's going to transform your life. It's a full Saturday and Sunday. Check out the link and it's going to give you exactly when the event takes place and the time. And when you do take place in this incredible event, the two-day immersion foreveryoungevent.com, this is going to help you to live a longer, better quality life, but more importantly, transform your career because you'll have more energy to basically perform at the highest level. You're going to improve your relationships. We're going to give you the latest techniques as the author of 15 books, including the newest book, Stop Aging Now. Check it all out on Amazon. The book's available, stopagingnowbook.com. And also, please use this link and register now. It's time. We also have a VIP in-person opportunity in Costa Mesa at my executive home. There's room for about 25 seats and it's filling up pretty quickly. So please check out foreveryoungevent.com. Looking to see you. It's going to be a transformation unlike anything before. And guess what? The VIP in-person, which includes meals by Chef Ramon. It includes teaching you my extraordinary 12-minute workout that takes all 8 muscle groups to complete fitness levels, and we're going to show you exactly step by step how to detoxify, how to balance your hormones, and how to accomplish your goals using what I call the 7 secrets to look and feel great forever. Yes, this is your opportunity. It's only $49 while the spaces are available. At the door, it'll be at a higher rate to invest, but do it now and you'll be registered and notified. So please click on foreveryoungevent.com. See you there.